Hello, good people. I'm sorry, I had the mic muted. hope everybody had a wonderful week. I definitely want to, you know, welcome everybody to another episode of Beyond a Different World. This is episode 6. Wow, I cannot believe it. I mean, time is moving on, moving fast. And as always, we like to start it off with a little word of encouragement. And this week, I'm doing a quote again from the great Carl Jung. And that quote is, "Even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness. The word happy loses its meaning if it's not balanced by sadness." The reason why I chose that is because of the simple fact that there's a lot of people that are feeling down and out because things may not go their way. But however, please keep in mind that everything happens for a reason. Yes, it's such a cliche saying. Yes, it's, you know, oh, I don't want to hear everything happens for a reason. But however, that's a part of life. I feel as though whatever doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. And honestly, it's up to us to keep going, to keep moving forward, to definitely take the ground running. And, you know, honestly, if it was easy, everybody can do it. And there's another quote by an unknown individual. I love quotes, by the way. There's another quote by an unknown individual that says, if you ever going through an issue or if you're ever going through a struggle and you begin to question God, why me? Or you begin to question your higher power, why me? But always keep in mind, the teacher is always silent during the test. Deep. Yeah, right. So without further ado, I want to welcome everybody. Well, I want to welcome Jalen to the show. I want everybody to listen. Hello, Jalen. Jalen is a member of Delta Zeta. And we're going to talk about, you know, Delta Zeta within itself. But not only that, but, you know, how joining clubs and organizations make us a better person, makes us a better us, and kind of create a family away from family.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about DZ.
So Delta Zeta is my sorority. Mm-hmm. So our philanthropies are Starkey Hearing Foundation, our local philanthropy is Variety, the children's charity, and then we also help out with the Painted Turtle Camp. So basically we chose these philanthropy because it affects many people, but there's not a lot of recognition. So we do like speech and hearing, which it affects a lot of people, but we feel like it doesn't get enough. And it can range any far as like, you go to a concert and you have like minor hearing loss to completely deaf.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's definitely fun.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So if you don't mind me asking, you know, take yourself back to, you know, when you were joining and you was wondering, you know, what should I do? Why Delta Zeta? Why did you join Delta Zeta?
So I was going through recruitment and at first it's a little intimidating because you have to meet all these girls and like you look all cute and all that other stuff. But whenever you go and you meet all the girls, you kind of get a feel for all of the sororities. And then when I walked into Delta Zeta, I was obsessed with the room because it was super cute and all these cute decorations. But all the girls, they made me feel at home. Like, you talk to multiple different girls in that sorority, so you kind of get a feel for them. But there wasn't one girl that I had a hard time having conversation with or, like, I couldn't relate to. So, like, I really appreciated that. And I just felt like I could be myself when I went in Delta Zeta's room.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, by chance, you know, who would you consider your favorite sister?
So I went through recruitment with one of the girls who lived on my floor. Her name's Lee. And we just bonded over that. And then bid day, found out we both got into the same sorority. And then ever since then, like everything we do, we kind of do it together. So like I feel like Delta Zeta brought us closer, and she's probably my favorite sister. If I had to choose a favorite, they're all great, but definitely Lee.
Nice. That's awesome. Does that kind of, you know, joining a sorority, does it help with networking? Does it help with? Okay, yeah. you mind giving me a few examples?
Yeah, definitely. So Delta Zeta, we have tons of sisters. And this is the same with any sorority. Mm-hmm. There's tons of sisters. They're all kind of different, and we all have different majors within our sororities. So, like, there's always someone that's going to probably have the same major as you to help you. They'll either, like, maybe they'll have some notes or, like, some tips for, like, professors and things. But on top of that, we all kind of work sometimes. So, like, we'll have, like, my one sister, Katie Ione, she works in student life. So, like, she kind of helps us if we need, like, a job or something. Or, like, just, like, random help for, like, just random things. Like, they're always there for you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, no matter what, you'll always have somebody that has your back.
Definitely.
That's great. That's really good to know. And so, being in a leadership role and being in the different things that you're a part of on campus, what would be your definition of leadership?
I think my definition of leadership is someone who's not afraid to be themselves and kind of stand out and help others, even though you might not want to help them or it'd be super draining and exhausting to help them, just being okay with being able to help them. If it's good and it can like also benefit you a little bit too, that's okay.
Nice. So what kind of award would you say, you know, what feeling would you get when you help others?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. Just like seeing someone smile or like have some of the stress relieved off their face, like you can tell when someone's like super stressed, but just kind of like relieving that or just even being there to help them.
Definitely. And it's funny because, you know, just thinking about my experience with helping individuals, it's such an amazing feeling when someone comes to you and thanks you for, you know, lending a helping hand and thanks you for being there and being that support and thank you for standing by you in the time of need. We have these personas. And, you know, we have these masks that we put on. An individual can be smiling in your face and can be just as happy as ever on the outside, but inside can really be struggling and really be going through a problem or an issue or just something that they don't want to talk to anybody about. And so what we fail to realize, sometimes the smallest gesture, the smallest thing, even a smile can literally make someone's day. You know, you can save a life and you not even know it.
Definitely, yeah.
It's amazing because you never know what somebody is going through, something, and unless you just being you can save a life. I mean, it's amazing.
It is really amazing.
And that's why I think I love what I do. I love what I do. For those who do not know, I'm the director of Multicultural Student Services here at Robert Morris University, and I'm kind of like, you know, that bridge that connects people. But however, just by me being the personable person that I am, I uplift. You know, I work towards being a change in someone's life because they're going through an issue or they're going through a hard time. So, you know, it definitely is a very rewarding feeling, I must say.
Yeah.
I must say. And if anybody out there listening is going through anything in life, you know, by all means, you know, you have support here on this campus. You can go to the counseling center. You can talk to a friend. You can talk to somebody that, you know, you really trust and you're really open to. And the counseling center is definitely open and welcoming. And they have a lovely dog named Violet that will welcome you with open legs.
She's so cute.
She is. She really is. She's really cute. So who would you consider, you know, your role model, the person that helps you go and tick and, you know, do the things that you do?
My mom, for sure. She's always there just to, like, give me that extra push. Or even when I'm slightly doubting myself, she, like, tries or says anything just to kind of, like, make me feel comfortable or, like, make me feel like I can do this. Because, like, I know I can probably do it, but I just always doubt myself. Mm. And she always relieves the doubt.
That's good. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, she's my go-to.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, she is really proud of you and the wonderful things that you're doing here on this campus.
I hope so.
So, and with that, I want to start with our first song of the week, and that would be Stand By Me. So, by all means, listen, enjoy.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear. just as long as you stand, stand by me.
All right, that was Stand By Me by Ben E. King. And the reason why I chose that is great. I mean, because of the simple fact that no matter what, you'll always have somebody that is standing with you. No matter what, you'll always have somebody who is going to look out for you, who's going to be a support for you. We all need that. There's some people that have their arms folded and just don't want to accept anything. You know, they don't want to accept no one's help. You know, I got this. No one got me, I got me. You know, but however, please keep in mind, we need each other. Please keep in mind, hurt people. And please keep in mind that you have people that is willing to hold your back whenever you're feeling like you can't walk anymore, or whenever you're feeling is like you want to fall down. You have people that does that. And so that's what Jalen gets with her support from her sorority sisters and her support with her organization with Delta Zeta, yeah, and the different things that, you know, that you are a part of. What else are you a part of here on campus?
Here on campus, I was just an orientation leader.
Nice.
So I helped to move in all of the new students, which was super fun. Super fun week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm in the pre-med club. So I'm a bio-pre-med major. So I joined the pre-med club. And then for Delta Zeta, I hold a chair position.
Nice.
So I get to help out there too also.
That's awesome. And so you are a part of Delta Zeta, but there are, you know, other sororities and fraternities that are here on this campus. What are some ways that, you know, you work together and you bring together the other organizations with your organization?
So we have these mixers where it'll be either sorority or fraternity, and we kind of get together, hang out a little bit. But then also Greek Week, as competitive as it is, it all brings us together in like the super odd way, because for like a little bit we kind of like battle slightly,
mm-hmm,
but like a good battle.
Definitely.
And then the end of the week, we all kind of bring it all together.
It's that
Greek life family, you know?
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. It's that good competitive spirit.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, yeah, we're a part of different organizations, but we have each other. It's all Greekdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Greek life. That's awesome. I mean, that's absolutely 100% amazing. And honestly, the things that our organizations do here on this campus is, I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And they are kind of like the forefront, you know. They are the forefront. They are the student body. They are the ones that people come to in need, or people come to, you know, they're the leaders, mm-hmm, pretty much, you know. And so being an orientation leader, I know that was pretty fun, just being like the first face,
yeah,
that a lot of our freshmen, first year students see.
And the parents. Because you don't, like, when I thought about like signing up to be like the new student orientation leader, I thought I was basically going to be with students. But the first day that the students move in,
mm-hmm,
their parents are also there with them and, like, kind of sending them off, but also making them feel at ease here at RMU.
I got you. Knowing
that their child is going to be safe and they're in good hands.
That's awesome. I'm pretty sure you probably got a lot of questions, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was the craziest question that you've got?
I don't think there's really any crazy ones.
Okay.
There was kind of just, like, parents concerned or like they don't necessarily know where to go. So like you're just kind of leading them there. But like our kind of like our motto for the orientation weekend was like welcome home. And I said that to a mother and her son, and the mother started crying, and like I felt really bad about it, but I was like, I don't know.
So, how many parents did you see like cry? Did you see quite a few?
I think she was the only one that like really got me. There was a lot that like started to tear up, mm-hmm. and they tried to hold it, but I think most of the tears came whenever they actually had to leave their student behind.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I didn't get to get that many, so that was cool.
Well, that's good. And, you know, you get families that are going through so many different emotions, happy, sad, yeah. you know, but at the end, they're proud, very proud. So moving on to the next level, as Dr. Howard mentioned during the colonial kickoff, you know, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. College is an investment.
Yeah.
Man, you're really invested in everything. You're invested in yourself. You know, this is that tunnel from, you know, young adults to adults, to actual adults. And you learn so much about not only yourself, but then you learn so much about others as well. And that kind of shapes your world, you know, yeah, per definitely. Se. Like that kind of shapes your world, that creates your world. Because, I mean, there's so many things that you've experienced and so many decisions that you have to make that it's like it. Amazes, like it's like wow, it's like wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah.
Like just for instance, you know, joining a sorority, so many, you know, there's so many organizations that you have to choose, but however, you have to find that right fit and that right niche for you.
Yeah.
And you did that.
I did. I feel like every girl, you kind of know whenever mm-hmm. you go in the rooms, you kind of know where you feel comfortable at.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of your home.
That's great. It's kind of like the saying, they say, my organization didn't find me. Or no, I didn't find the organization. The organization found me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, you've always had that fit. You know, you always had like that kind of, that niche, that thing that screams the organization that you're a part of. And boom, it was just like a perfect match.
You know when you know.
Exactly. You know when you know. Do you have any events or anything that's coming up that you would like listeners to support?
Definitely, if you are somewhat, even the slightest bit interested in Greek life, sign up for recruitment. It is September 21st through the 24th,
nice.
And you can register at rmu.edu/gogreek. Kind of make your own little profile, and then from there, you can go through the weekend and find your home.
That's awesome. That is definitely great. So by all means, definitely go support and go Greek. And it is, I would honestly say that, you know, I was thinking to myself, and I wanted to talk about, you know, this. There's this thing that I always do when I speak in front of like different groups and different classes, and it's called the people next to you, because I feel like we have people from all types of different backgrounds and different things such as that. But there's that one thing that connects us, and there's that one thing that bridges that gap. And first of all, this is what this show is about. So a lot of people who do not know, Beyond a Different World is that bridge that connects a lot of our clubs, organizations, student leaders, people that are within the community, people that are within the institution. It brings us together. It connects those dots in order to make one huge masterpiece. And so with that being said, there was something that I always read during a lot of the classes that I speak in, and it's called The People Next to You. And why not? I'm going to read it for you listeners. And the people, look around you. Who are the people sitting next to you? The people sitting next to you are the greatest miracles you will ever meet at this moment, and the greatest mysteries. The people next to you are a unique universe of experience with necessity and possibility, with dread and desire, smiles and frowns, laughter and tears, fears and hope, all struggling to find expression. The people next to you believe in something, stand for something, count for something, labor for something, wait for something, run from something, run towards something. The people next to you are more than any description or more than any explanation. The people next to you are searching for meaning, for inner peace, for self-esteem, for something that they already have, They just have to realize that. The people next to you have problems and fears just like you, or often undecided. But do they dare speak of those do they dare speak of them? The people next to you are great toughness in the face of adversity and are able to survive in the most unbelievable difficulties and challenges. The people next to you are combinations of people met during all their lifetimes. The people next to you have something that they can do better than anyone else in the world, have strengths that they do not even realize, and they have abilities that they do not haven't even partially touched. The people next to you need a friend to understand you. The people next to you are special human beings, and so are you. I think that that was good.
That was good.
I think that, you know, that is definitely really good because of the simple fact that we all have a story, and let our stories connect. We all have, you know, desires. We all have fears. We all have hope. We all have those things that makes us tick. But however, if we come together, it can create marvelous things. You know, it can create marvelous things. And we really don't realize, you know, the strength that we have in numbers. Or we don't realize the possibilities that we can reach and that we can touch. A lot of people are afraid to take risks because they don't know what the outcome is. But we learn best in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
We do. And I always, and it's funny because I always say that, but then there are some people who's like, now I was extremely uncomfortable. But did you learn from it? Or did you shut me out because of the simple fact that you were uncomfortable? It's funny because I get a lot of people who shut me out because they're uncomfortable. And being in my role, I have to talk about diversity. And with that, you know, a lot of people, they have their misconceptions with diversity. And that's that. You know, no matter what you say, what I believe and what I seem to think is what it is. And if you come at me with any type of anything else that is completely opposite from what I believe, I'm going to shut you out. And I'm going to be extremely uncomfortable because I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. But I'm a person that loves challenges. So I just, you know, take it with a grain of salt, smile and continue living the dream that I'm living. So with that being said, we're going to play our second song of the week. And I'm going to kind of, you know, spice things up a little bit. We're going to make everybody, you know, get up, dance around and feel good about themselves because of the simple fact that life is great. Life is great. And yes, we may have a few bumps and bruises along the way, but however, it makes us the unique individuals who we are. And I want you, before I play the song of the week, take the opportunity to look at your finger. And if you look at your finger, no one else in the world has that fingerprint. No one else has the same fingerprint that you have. That's why you are the unique individual that you are. So without further ado, we're going to make everybody happy and play our second song of the week, The Isley Brothers, Shout. Make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say that you
will.
Come on now.
Say
that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that
want you to know. Hey, I said I want you to know right now. Hey, hey, you know you make me wanna shout. You know you make me wanna stop. Zip my heels up and throw my hands back and stop. Kick my heels up and stop. Come on now, stop. Take it easy.
All right, all right. I definitely wanted to play Shout because of the simple fact that, one, feel good. Feel good. Take every day to create your masterpiece and celebrate every day. Celebrate every day, even when you don't feel your best. Every day is a celebration. I look at every day as a celebration because, one, I woke up. You know, I woke up this morning, so celebrate that. I'm celebrating life because every day I'm moving forward. Every day I'm another step closer to success. Celebrate that. So have a reason to celebrate. Have a reason to shout. Have a reason to be positive. Positive energy is amazing. And negative energy spreads. Negative energy is a cancer. So be positive and celebrate. Celebrate every day. I always say, you know, every day is difference day, which is a holiday. This is my holiday in my head. Every day is difference day because every day is a different day. Every day we learn. Every day we grow. Every day we love. Every day we laugh. Celebrate that. Celebrate who we are. All right? So within closing, Jalen, I opened the show up with motivation, with a motivational quote. Your turn.
Okay, so this is my favorite quote. It's anonymous. But it says, attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, mirror what you admire.
I love that. I love that so much because of the simple fact that it literally just tied in on everything we just talked about. We just tied in on everything we just talked about. So quotes like that just gives me chills.
It's a good quote.
It really is. It really is. And so take that with stride. And I hope everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. Feel happy, feel blessed, feel excited, celebrate, create every day like it's your masterpiece. Have one big goal and create those small goals in order to reach that big goal. And once you reach that big goal, create another one. I always say, you know, the sky's not the limit for me. The limit is when I go through the sky, when I just can't just go anymore. And so impossible spells I am possible. And no means next opportunity. So take that with heed and have a wonderful week. Take care, everybody.